This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
All right, favorite thing, biggest takeaway from the All-Star Game, 877-881-1053. Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line is open for you. Leave your name and city you're texting from. We'll make you famous. Sean McFarland of the Morning News is coming up at 4 o'clock. We'll talk MLB All-Star Game with him. A segment of the nation brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for your free consultation. It's 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Gentlemen, Brian, Woolchuck, Chiafalo, Lucius, jump in here before we get to the text and maybe the top five takeaways. What stood out to you last night?
Okay, so there were two things for me. One was the jerseys. It was even worse than I imagined. I mean, the American League ones were terrible.
Bochy was rocking the hell out of that thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not sure what you said.
I felt so bad looking at Boch having to wear that. Like, dude, we've got to go back. If you want to do hats, I was listening to Mike talk about this earlier, an awesome power hour with Jared during the Expressway. Go ahead and do some all-star hats if you really want to sell something. But let's go back to everybody rocking their own individual team jersey. These jerseys were disgraceful. The other thing was, and I love Boch, and I'm not one to criticize him a lot, and it ended up working out.
Here comes the but.
But, yeah. My gosh, why did you just not have Aaron Judge in the top three of this lineup? Like, Gunnar Henderson is a leadoff hitter for the Baltimore Orioles. Have Gunnar Henderson leadoff. I know Stephen Kwan's had a hell of a year with the Guardians. He didn't look very good. Have Gunnar Henderson leadoff. We had Paul Skeens versus Gunnar Henderson. Have Juan Soto bat second, and then have Aaron Judge go ahead and bat third. We would have been guaranteed the Judge Skeens battle. Now, thank God Juan Soto paid off on his promise.
He did.
I'm going to get on. And then it ended up being just a one pitch, you're out. So all of the hype and the buildup. But while I was driving home and I'm like, are we really going to miss out on not getting Skeens versus Judge? Like, this is the All-Star game. This is what this is all about. Maybe we did mess up here on ordering those top three, but it ended up being fine. Those were my big takeaways. With Skeens was awesome to watch. Those were fun matchups, but we got to get rid of these jerseys.
Why was Skeens Judge so important? I mean, it's an all-star game. Judge is having another great year, 30-plus homers, hitting over 300. You know, that's a rarity in this game, but why? I mean, there's
power versus power.
Stars everywhere, power.
Yeah, it's the best of the old sport. It's the old school, even though Skeens is breaking stuff. I mean, I think that's why Judge grounded out, is because he was so worried about Skeens throwing him a breaking ball. He's like, I gotta try and hit this thing while it's a fastball and not dealing with breaking balls, because that's the one thing. Skeens can make you look really, really bad. He'll just, blow a couple by, and then all of a sudden here comes the off the table one, and now you're looking even worse. So I think it was just kind of an old school power versus power.
Yeah, like in these all-star games, I think that's what it's all about. It's best on best. You want to see the best pitcher arguably right now in the game against the best home run hitter in the game. And I think that that's what we're living for with these. Otherwise, why are we having all-star games? I don't really care.
Yeah, I hear you on that. I think, though, the uniforms are just crazy, because not only was the color scheme bad, but the thing that's going on right now that it reminds me of is in youth sports, you get these guest players that come over and you don't have time to get them a real uniform.
Uh-huh.
So you go get a dry fit t-shirt and put a number and stamp a logo on it. And you can just tell, like, the way it cuts across the body and the lines, that it just looks flimsy and cheap. You know, maybe it does a little bit better in the weather as far as a breathability. You don't want them going back to the old wool uniforms or anything, but there's like a lack of quality to the fabric and maybe the cut that just leaves so much to be desired on those. It feels amateur. They look like beer league softball uniforms.
Big shout out to Broadus for putting in the call on the Shohei Dong and the Omo Seager call from Dawson. That was as close as you can get, man.
It was. He gave that one a ride.
Yeah, that's one of the top takeaways, I think, just how unbelievable the Shohei Ohtani show is and how it just feels like he can do it on demand. But especially at this stadium where Broadus was chronicling how he just had torched the Rangers, 11 for 23 with 5 home runs last year.
It's amazing. Should have signed here.
I know. I was kind of like,
you were campaigning hard.
Campaigning hard for that.
We all would have loved to see that.
It was cool to see Duran get MVP, an absolute breakout star last year for the Boston Red Sox, and now, you know, playing incredibly well. And he got the Reds flamethrower there for the game winning home run, 413th back there in the 413 footer back there in the fifth inning for Jaron Duran, but definitely a proper coming out party for one of the game's emerging stars. What other kind of takeaways do we have here at 877-881-1053?
Man, when I heard Baskey talking about the hot dogs from heaven, I had giant FOMO that we weren't out there.
Dude, National Hot Dog Day is today. Well, we will celebrate that coming up at 420. It's kind of a random day to have it. You would assume that should just be like July 4th, maybe.
No, because that's America's birthday.
You want to separate
it's
them?
It's like a hot dog adjacent, but it's not like we're not celebrating the hot dog necessarily.
The hot dog does deserve its own day.
It deserves its own day, and they were parachuting dogs from the rafters of Globe Life Field last night. Like, that's one of the coolest things ever.
A-plus to whoever came up with that idea.
I got hit in the crotch with a T-shirt from the rafters of the AAC. I think somebody purposely threw it at me.
Well, they got those cannons that fire those things.
T-shirt. Reggie and I were sitting there.
Some of the best cannons I've ever seen.
Reggie and I were sitting there, and all of a sudden, I'm just kind of like, you know, I didn't even look up, and this T-shirt hit me right in the crotch. And it was kind of like somebody had messed with the... Like, they were trying to injure me. They messed with the parachute. It didn't open. It just straight went
down.
You
were the target.
So from the catwalk, I got
sabotaged.
They tried, but I got a T-shirt. I gave it to Bennett. But yeah, it hit me. But hot dogs from the rafters, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Do they do the mustard packets and stuff with
it? See, that's what I was thinking.
They foiled. Didn't.
I wish they would do, maybe you go like scotch tape and you tape a package, a little packet of mustard and ketchup to each one. If you really want to go the extra mile with it.
Real quick, what needs to be parachuted from the rafters? Food item. Not anything, not a hot dog, something else. Give me another item.
Pretzel's a pretty good one.
I mean, I think nachos would be too difficult. A burger, maybe.
Could you do a beer? Like a beer cup?
Yeah,
because
you could just
put a lid on there.
Yeah, put a top on the beer.
I think so.
Well, it'd be pretty heavy, though.
But a big, like a two parachutes.
Yeah, you're going to need
two parachutes. Yeah.
It's a win, though. It's a win. I think you need to be worried about liability. Like, if that chute cuts loose and drops on somebody's head.
That's what I'm saying. Like I hit with the T-shirt.
We might drop you coupons for beer at my stage.
Like a 12-year-old gets it, chugs it.
Sorry you got to get out of your seat and stuff, guys, to go get the beer, but here's a free coupon for it.
Okay, couple of texts. Chris from Allen, the fact DFW reminded America that Carlos Correa is still a trash can. That was great. Any booing of the Astros or former Astros. Josh from Arlington, All-Star Village was amazing. Went there for free, came back with $45 SeatGeek, $25 Fanatics gift cards, and a bunch of cool souvenirs.
How warm was it, if you don't mind chiming in on that, if you would, sir?
He said he got a tour of the old ballpark dugout, got to hang out there. So pretty cool, but yeah, definitely toasty.
Passed out on the way down the stairs.
Yeah, that's the kind of deal as a parent, you're like, okay, we're going to swing through here for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, come here, come to this dugout and kind of catch some heat.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Yeah. Speaking of heat, time now for the G-Bag of the Day into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
Yeah. Hey, so I like the idea of the jerseys, all-star jerseys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
to kind of seal that year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. But this year was a swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss.
But I don't want them to go all the way back to the home jersey vibe again. Because, I mean, it's cool because you can recognize who's who out there. Mm. But I do like to have the jersey of that year of the MLB All-Star game or NBA All-Star, whatever the case may be. Yeah. I do like that.
It is cool. So, it, you know, it time stamps it.
Yeah, you get the vibe, man. Yeah. I'll never forget in the 90s when they went to Phoenix. And they had the cactuses on the All-Star jerseys in the NBA.
That was cool.
Yeah, man. All right, let's see here. Our winner, day two, Sean and RJ, the RJ and Chop Show. Sean is back in the building, and things are going swimmingly.
Sorry, go ahead. Did you have more? Your mic's off. You think
what was wrong with you today?
This
you come in late. You don't have your equipment.
I was not late.
You don't have an earpiece.
I was not late.
You're stuttering and stammering. You don't have your mic on.
I was not
Wake
late.
Up.
I was not
Stanley,
late.
And
yeah, look. I mean, stuttering and stammering just means we're twins now, Sean. Mm. That's all that is. So, Peyton, continue.
He went in on that while you were out. He kept talking about
how it's
an insecurity or whatever.
Snitching.
Like, I don't even notice.
He was talking about me stuttering.
Yeah, I don't even notice.
No, I did not.
I don't even notice.
If you could ever have your name first or second the show and talk as much as I do.
Son.
Got
there's
relax.
A promo right there. Yeah. Let's go.
Thank you. Yeah. There's a promo for the day. So Tim doesn't have to bust Bobby's ball. That's the last time I take up for your ass, too. When you want to say something in the meeting, you're too scared to do it. That's the last time I put my neck out there on the line for you.
Dang. Boy, he ended that. I like how you ended that, Sean.
For you.
I like how you did that. That was a great dismount, sir.
It was. Some of his finest broadcasting ever.
It's my guy, Dawson. He'll be here till 7 o'clock p.m. People, just keep listening here.
These jokes are free.
These jokes are free, man. Yesterday, Paul Feinbaum had some words for Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
Eric played for us. Boy, it was fire. It was pretty good. But my man, Chris Mad Dog Russo, he dons the cape. He's a superhero now. He's donning the cape. Says, Paul, hold on. Wait a minute. Let's talk about Lincoln again.
Ooh. He didn't take over a good program. They were terrible. USC was, what was their record before he got there the year before? Did he lose 5 games? Four games?
But Doggy, in the transfer, I mean, he brought a bunch of players. He brought the best player in the country with
him. I want a Heisman Trophy with him.
Didn't get much out of him.
They want a Heisman Trophy. At a place where they win Heisman with Marcus Allen and Charles White.
What did it?
Simpson.
How many trophies did it? How many
Carson Palmer.
Trophies did he hold up?
Well, hold on now. You talk about Heisman Trophy in USC. That means everything. Carson Palmer, Leinart, Reggie Bush, Simpson. They love Heisman Trophies. And he brought a Heisman Trophy there. That counts. That counts.
I mean, you're
they love Heisman Trophies in USC.
A reason why USC is good? Come on.
It's USC. They've been around since 1910. New Rodney. USC. It's a much better program than Oklahoma.
Get him, Doggy.
I'm surprised at you. Don't talk about Vanderbilt football.
Let's talk about Vanderbilt football.
Man, he had Feinbaum like, baby.
Oh, man.
Wow, yeah. Dude. Had him on his heels.
It was like two comic book characters coming together and arguing.
Those are two crusties going at it.
Barack Obama.
Can't let that fly. All right, let's see what else we got for you boys. Hey. Oh, this is not one.
Mm.
This is not one. Do not vote for it.
Okay. Watch
it's got
me.
Some age on it. But our winner so far is from the Sean and RJ show. And then Sean and Bobby going back and forth. Well, here's Bobby if he worked at In-N-Out.
Cool. So just going to double check with you guys really quick right now. It's going to be the cheeseburger. That's going to be protein style for the burger. Everything on it with the raw onion. It's going to be one double-double. That's going to be everything on it with onion for the burger. It's going to be one animal style fry light well. Two waters to go for y'all today. 16-10 up at the first one to wrap behind the blue 430 or red.
Wow.
Yeah. Surgical.
That's Bobby right there, boy.
That's impressive. New micro machine guy.
Yeah.
Built for the window, dude. Gosh, what a
Bobby. He's got some of that white stuff on the side of his mouth. His mouth is dry as hell. He chewed those peels up.
I appreciate the speed there, though. There's nothing worse than the long recap from the gal. He's like, So we have two fruit punches, two chicken mini orders,
Only to still get it wrong at the end.
I'm like, still check the bag, right?
I know there's eight cars in front of me, but I'd really just like to keep it moving.
Yeah, you gotta be fast at that.
I'm willing to deal with a little mistake here and there.
You gotta know who your best headset person is. You gotta put them over there.
That guy's got a future as like an auctioneer.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He can get in that bag.
Maybe one of the best ever.
No, you're absolutely correct. Do. Remember that politician who was getting trolled and all of a sudden he.
Golly, what was his name? We're going to Arkansas. Rah!
Yeah.
Cool. So just gonna double check with you guys really quick right now. It's gonna be the cheeseburger, that's gonna be protein style for the burger, everything on it, but the raw onion. It's gonna be one double double, that's gonna be everything on it, but the onion for the burger. It's gonna be one animal style fry light well, two waters to go for y'all today. 16:10 up at the first window right behind the blue 430 or red.
Was the guy's name Dean?
You wanna see a party trick?
The politician Dean?
Is that what it was?
Last name Dean.
Dean.
Harold Dean.
No, it's something Dean.
I think it's Bean. Promise.
Dean.
I think I'm just surprised that order was only $16. That must be a throwback cut. Howard Dean.
Howard Dean.
Sounded like about $60 in today's.
That was Howard Dean?
That was Howard Dean from,
at least the Bean family.
That was a different guy.
Howard Dean.
And everybody thinks it was that clip that clipped him, and it wasn't the clip. It was the fact that he was going to break up media conglomerates. Yeah. And so the media said, guess what? That little goofy clip of yours, we're going to play it over and over and over again to make you look silly out of here.
Wow.
And there it goes.
Knowledge bomb.
Sure did.
All right. One more. PJ Carlissimo.
Uh-oh.
Former head coach PJ Carlissimo.
I don't think we got enough time for this one, Lucas.
7 minutes
should open with this one.
As soon as I seen it, I was like, I don't know, bro. But yeah. Shout out to the Tolo that sent me this one. PJ Carlissimo, he's upset over Summer League officiating. This is the Summer League, dog.
I always wasn't thrilled when the officials look at the replay and then they got to sit and talk about it, stand and talk about it here for a while. We just looked at the replay. Should have told us what. Let's have a meeting and we'll discuss it. I don't like the discussions.
Uh-oh. PJ's ornery.
Here we go.
After review, there is a legal contact made by the Los Angeles player. The challenge is unsuccessful. Milwaukee will shoot two free throws.
Disgraceful.
Disgraceful.
There was nothing there.
It's disgraceful.
Oh, I don't know how he's even standing after all that contact. Are you kidding me? That's a joke. You looked at the replay and they said there was illegal contact. I think he coughed on him. I didn't realize in the summer league you can't cough on a player.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
We were down 21-2 in the first 3 minutes of the game last night.
Ooh.
Got a ref so ticked off at me. I was like.
Getting tossed?
No, he didn't even tee me up once.
Oh, wow.
I told him I wanted a fair shake.
Yeah, you keep chirping.
You wanted a fair one or a fair shake? What'd you say?
I wanted a fair shake.
Oh, okay.
On the call because they were trapping the hell out of us, slapping and stuff, and they didn't need any help. Okay. They didn't need to foul to completely dominate us. So I said, man, I just want a fair shake. That's all. And he says, oh, so you think I'm cheating?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
I
crap.
Do, sir. I would have said.
No, I just think you suck.
We need help. Okay.
Just think you're not paying attention to the right things.
I told you that one time. I told you that. I told that official. I go, sir, they're good. They don't need your help.
I use that line all the time. Yeah. I say, they don't need your help.
Sir, and it's you got to say, line. Sir.
Yeah.
Sir,
line.
They don't need your help.
He's like, don't get mad at me because you're down 20 already. I said, sir, I showed up knowing we were going to lose by 60. Okay. Trust me, there's no surprises going on right now.
What do you want me to do?
Please, just don't let them hack the hell out of us while running the best 7th grade full court press I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I want.
Shout out to him.
Is it the Sean and Bobby fight? Is it Mad Dog Russo on the Heisman with Feinbaum there? Not a nominee. Bobby, if he worked at In-N-Out. PJ Carlissimo calling officiating disgraceful. I'll vote for our guy PJ here today, Chief. Haven't heard enough from him on PJ. The air this year.
I'll go with the champion.
Yeah, the RJ and Choppy show. Which one of those fools is Chump?
Which one?
Old Chump.
I'll go with give me Mad Dog.
Oh, we're 2-1-1, Brian.
I'm gonna vote for the window guy.
Okay.
I know it's not a vote, but I'm going to vote for the window guy.
With two, Sean and Bobby a win again. You can catch the Sean and RJ show, 5:30 to 10, weekday mornings here on The Fan. Brian, where are we going next?
Yeah, I've got more questions, and they've got answers. We'll talk about that next.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.